Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for October 10th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, trade talks between the U.S. and China are underway this week, even as the U.S. puts more pressure on China, and some say the talks may be cut short. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced visa restrictions on certain Chinese officials this week, and the U.S. is expected to impose more tariffs on Chinese goods next week. The U.S. also recently blacklisted 28 Chinese tech companies, prohibiting them from exporting goods to the U.S. A spokesperson for China's Foreign Affairs Ministry says China hopes the U.S. will meet China halfway on the talks. A major winter storm is affecting North Dakota, which started last night. The National Weather Service put out a statement yesterday afternoon saying widespread snow accumulations likely. Heavy snow accumulations are possible and strong winds gusting 40 to 50 miles an hour across eastern North Dakota. Areas expected to be most impacted included central and eastern North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. Placement of the heaviest snow most likely across central and northeastern North Dakota to include the Devil's Lake Basin. Now, snow and rain began in the Devil's Lake Basin last night. Rain likely for the Red River Valley today. The rain will transition to all snow from west to east throughout the day Thursday before changing to snow by Friday morning. Snow will continue through the day Friday into Saturday. The Republican chairman of the Senate Finance Committee has some advice for House Democrats on using impeachment as an excuse not to vote on the USMCA agreement. Chuck Grassley, whose panel handles trade, was asked if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her party might use the threat of keeping the USMCA from the House vote to leverage White House cooperation on impeachment documents and witnesses.
I don't think that would be wise because the American people don't like those sort of political games. The other thing is, she spoke almost immediately after she announced the impeachment inquiry. She was still hoping to work with the White House on USMCA and on prescription drugs. So I don't see that there's a problem. And if there was a problem, then let me go back where I started out, that the American people aren't going to buy into that political game.
Supporters of industrial hemp spent time together in South Dakota this week discussing how to get production of the crop legalized in the state, as well as various logistics associated with growing, harvesting, and processing it. Secure Crop Vice President Randy Stratton says there are already hemp processing manufacturers making the equipment in the state.
We do have some processors here, but you have to remember that it's hard to, you can't test your processing equipment here because hemp is illegal in South Dakota. So what these companies are doing, even though they may be manufacturing, they're actually doing the testing outside of the state of South Dakota on their equipment. And one of them has set up a testing facility in Colorado Springs and has to send people back and forth to do demonstrations on their equipment.
Currently, South Dakota is one of three states where growing and processing industrial hemp is not legal. This is Inside Agriculture.